We are learning Maseches Yevamim Daf Samach Beis on Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom, beginning of a line. Itma, Hoyuloi Banu Mameisa. If he had children and they died, he had let's say a Zachar and a cave and they died. What do you do? Rav Huna Amar Kayim Per Rivi. You're Mekayim. You already had the children. They died, but you had the children. Ve'echon Amar Loi Kayim. You're not Mekayim. The mitzvah Per Rivi. And the Gemara explains the Machlokes. Rav Huna Amar Kayim. Why? Mishnah Rav Asi. Don't Rav Asi. Ein Bein Davar Ba Ach Yichlu Kol Neshamis Shem Guf. Mashiach will not come until all the neshamis in the place called Guf are brought into the world. Shneim Atzad Napasik Yiruach Mufana Yatoif. And if you look at the beginning of that pasuk, it says Kiloy LaOlam Ariv. Not forever am I going to be angry. It means Mashiach will come. It means Hashem says when all the neshamas are brought into this world, I'll bring Mashiach. So that's the main purpose of having children, is to bring them into this world. You brought them into the world, it's enough. They don't have to be alive anymore. And therefore, you mekayim the mitzvah. And this is one of the nechamas for someone who has a stillborn or maybe even a miscarriage. From this you see that there's an need to bring the neshamas into this world. Rav Yechon Omar, Loi Kayim Per Rivya, L'Sheves Yitzara B'Inon. Rav Yechon knows the Iker Mitzvah Per Rivya is to populate the world. And if they're not alive anymore, so you're not populating the world, V'Halekah, and therefore, that's the Bi'ar Machlekes, Rav Huna Rav Yechon. So, the Gemara, we're going to see who we pass like in a second, because we're going to see when we slug up one of the Amrim. First Gemara has one Kasha, Meisvei, B'nei Bonim Reik Abonim. The Braitzer says, B'nei Bonim Reik Abonim, grandchildren like Bonim. So what does that mean? What does that negate? So Gemara thought that meant like this, that if one of the children died, and then that child who died had a child, so that child could keep the memory alive of the child's father, and therefore you still can't pray with you. So what do you see? You have to have children alive, or at least a grandchild from that child. So it's a riot to Rabbi Yechonon. Zog demo, no, ki tanya ila hashlam. Rav Huna will teach that it means that fakert, that you could be yoitza per rivya with an enikol. If you only have one child, they have a child, you could be yoitza with the enikol. That's what Rav Huna would have said. Gitan yila hashlam. Meisve, but that's another kasha. This kasha, you're not going to have an answer. Meisve. Bnei bonim reik abonim. Meis echam hem. If one of the children die, or ish nimtza saris, or one of the children are a saris, because the part of mitzvah's per rivya is that they have children a royal kiyam yeshuva shalaylam. Let's say the kid was a saris. Loi kayim per rivya, not kayim. Tiyufta de Rav Huna, tiyufta. Therefore, we slug the Rav Huna. The children have to be alive in order to have a kiyam, a mitzvah, a per rivya. The children have to be alive.
What does meis bonim reik abonim mean over here?
Stam means the same thing, same price as before, just the rest of the price. Just means whatever it means. It means l'maisa. What it means l'maisa, because you pass Rabbi Yechonon, what it means is that if someone has Zachar and a Keva, and the Keva dies, but the Keva had children, then it's fine. You die to the mitzvah. As long as that child had bought, we paskin that if you only have one child and that child has any klip, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. You have to, if someone has Zachar and a Keva, then one of them have a child that keeps their father's memory alive. But Shemar was going to speak out right now. B'nei Bonim Erik Rabbanim. Sova Abaye L'Meimar. Then in order to keep, we're just calling to keep memory alive, make it clear, that's not what it means. It means that the grandchild will make the ke'ilu, the child's alive. The you know, Reuven has a child and it dies, but if that child had a child, then it keeps Reuven's child's memory alive, yeah? So, by the name of bra le bra, or barta le barta, if that, let's say Yaakov, it's either had Reuven and Shimon, Reuven and Dina, you have to have a Zalik, Reuven and Dina, and then Reuven dies, but Reuven has a son. Or Dina dies, Dina has a daughter. That's partially that they keep their parents' memory alive. But Kolshkin bra labarta. Let's say Dina has a son, so it'll be called a Zachar and a Keva still. Even though Dina's not alive anymore, but a son's better than a daughter, so it keeps it alive. But I'm a barta labra loy. But if Reuven, all he leaves over, Reuven dies, Yaakov and Reuven and Dina, and Reuven dies and leaves over only a daughter, that will not be a kiyum. That's what Abaye wanted to tie him. Amle Rava Noel is Sheves is Arabina Vaika. The Sheves, like this, like there's two dinim. One din is to have a Zachar and a Keva. The other din is a Sheves Itzara. So once you had a Zachar and a Keva, it's a Peruvia. Now, you're saying they died, so there's no Sheves Itzara. But no, since they had a child, even if it's a daughter, you still have a Kaim Sheves, and it'll work, and it'll keep the memory alive, even if it's a daughter or a son. That's what Rav holds.
What's the chiddush of the Gemara? Everybody eventually dies.
What?
Everybody eventually
in his
dies.
Lifetime. His lifetime.
What?
Hello, his lifetime. For the father. So he left over something. Yeah, I guess he left over something. And they have to leave over something else in their lifetime. So it keeps on going. The Kuli Amias, Trei Mechad Loi. If someone has one child, has a Ben Yachid, and that Ben has two children, it doesn't work. Break the marvaloi, but amri le rabbanu rav sheshes. Nosiv itzav oil bani. Why don't you marry a wife? He wasn't married anymore. I guess his wife died. He said, why don't you marry a wife and have children? Have more children, because he only had daughters. Vamalahu, b'nei barati baninu, my daughter's boys are my boys. So you see that he held that I was enough. So like, no shaykhis. Hasam dechuyiko matchile. There he was tam being madchi, and he couldn't have children anymore. The Rav Sheshes Iker and Perkei Rav Huna. Rav Huna one time was giving a very long shiur, and he didn't want to leave, and he had to go to the bathroom, and he held it in, and because of that, he became akar. And that's why he couldn't have more children. So that's why he pushed them off by saying, oh, I have already grandchildren. The Rabban asked, okay, good, you don't need to have children anymore, but what have been getting married? Going to yesterday's daf, they're supposed to get married. So Ramban's Bechadish, that if someone is older and doesn't much taivis, or he's into learning so much, doesn't have any taivis, then for that din, he doesn't have to get married. The whole word of getting married is for Herurim. There's two dinim, Herurim and Peru. If he doesn't have that Herurim because he's a Zakein, or because he learns Torah, therefore he could be Mekel on that. He learns that from this Gemara. Zog Gemara Vayta, Omle Rava Le Rabba Ba Mori. Mnoha Milsa De Amri Rabbanu Am Bnei Bonu Rekabonu. What's talking about Makar Bnei Bonu Rekabonu? Rashi speaks out, Abnei Bita Koyi, the Ben Benoi Psitalon. The son of his son is Pasha, that's Bnei Banu Gebanim. Why is that Pasha? The first speak out, because we call Klai Yisrael Bnei Yisrael, even though we're not children of Yaakov, we are in a cloth. So that was Pasha Bnei Banu Gebanim. Shalom is, how do you know that the daughter's children are called Banim also? No, I'm Milstar Banim, Bnei Banu Gebanim. Ilem Mechsev Abonis Benois have Abonim Banai. When Lloyd runs after Yaakov, he says, what are you running away from me? They're all mine. Abonis Benois have Abonim Banai. So you see that the children, even though they came through Lloyd's daughters, Rachel and Leah, but still he calls them his children. So you see that Bnei Bita is like Gebanim. That's not a riot, because Elamata, it says Devat Soin Soini, Hachinami, that they're children also. Ela means the Kanisim and Oi, you bought it from me. Hachinami, the Kanisim and Oi, you bought it from me. You got it from me. That's what he means to say. It's not a riot. Ela Raya is Mehacha. It says in the Pasuk, V'acha ba Chetroin, Bas Machi Avigilah, the Taylor is Seguv. It says that Chetroin, which was a Shevet Yehuda, married a daughter of Machir, which was a Shevet Menashe. And then it says, "V'chsev menei machir yardu mechaykim." It says in the pasuk, "Mechaykim," which means rulers. It says, "Mini Ephraim sharshem amalek acharecha b'yam v'amecha." Mini machir yardu mechaykim. From machir came out mechaykim, and we know Yehuda. V'chsev Yehuda mechayki. So the rulers came out of from Yehuda. The meluch came out of Yehuda. I'm still calling it by Menashe. Teretz says, you see, Bitoi kebanim. The bnei bitoi is kebanim, because it's considered your offspring, even though it came through a daughter. Zokti Marvai, it said in our Mishnah that once in Mekai and Pru Ravu, you don't have to have more children. You don't have to marry a wife that has children. That's said in our Mishnah. Zokti Marvai, Masdisim, Deloike Rav Yeshua. Mishnah is not like Rav Yeshua. It's tied on to Nebrai. So Rav Yeshua, Emer, Nosa Odom Isha Beyaldusoi. If someone marries a wife when he's younger, Yisa Isha Bezaknusa, let him when he gets older, and he loses his wife, he's marrying another wife. He had children when he was younger, he should have children when he was older. Why? We didn't see that from Shinam. This is the Pasuk in Keheles. Mourning, which Udarashi now means in your younger years, Zerah Zerecha. Don't stop when you get older. You know which one's better. You know which one's better. That by the Chazanish, he was the 12th child of the Chazanish. You never know who's going to be the biggest one. Rabbi Kiva Aimer, Lomad Torah B'Yaldusoi, says, don't know a drasha of a bike out there. It means when you learn Torah when you're younger, learn Torah when you're older. And Chayre, that's Pasha. Of course, you think it's Pasha learning Torah when you get older? So it means like this, you learn a sugya when you're young, you learn it, you say, I know a sugya klar already. You learn again, Nachama, when you're older. Maybe you have a new briris in it. Hoyo Tamida, we learned Daf Yomi, don't say I learned it 7.5 years ago. Learn it again. Hoyo Tamida V'Yaldusoi, Yil Tamida V'Zaknusoi. If you have Tamida when you're younger, Tamida again when you get older. Shanaim Beika Zera Zeracha, you don't know which one to be better. Omru, they say, we say over, the Kabbalah, Shnei Masa Elef Zugim Tamidim Elef Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 peers of Tamidim, which means 24,000 Tamidim. Yeah, Megabe is out of Antifris, from the place called Megabe to all, from the Imamish, huge amount of Tamidim. The Kula Mesu Paragachat, all died in the same time of the year, we'll see when. Patiently Nagu Kavi Zelazah. They did not, we were not knowing Kavi Zelazah on that level. The world was Shamaim from Torah, Achabara, Rabbi Akiva. Eitzel Rabbi Seinu Shevedarim Mashana Lahem, and he taught new Talmidim. Who are they? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. These five Talmidim, from them, Vehem, Heim, Hamidu Torah, Yisrael, they were Maimed Torah at that time. They brought Torah back to life. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Kula Meisu, Pesach, Atzeres. They all died from Pesach to Atzeres, which we call the Emei Sphira. It's nothing to do with Sphira, but in Pesach to Atzeres, that's when they died. They all died a terrible misa. What was it? Mahi? The misa called askara, which starts in the throat and it goes down to the stomach, a very painful death. So, Rav Mas says we pass like Rav Shua that there's a mitzvah of erev al tanach yadacha. That's how Rav Mas says we pass it. Rav Tarchim Rav Chanaloi. Kol Adam Shein LeIsha. Any person that has a wife. Shari b'loy simcha, he's living without any happiness. B'loy bracha, without any blessing. B'loy toiva, without any good. B'loy simcha, the chsiv says in the pasuk, v'smachta at v'isecha. Real simcha is you and your wife and your family. B'loy bracha, the chsiv l'niach bracha al v'isecha. That's why Hashem puts brachas on the bayis. On bayis means with your wife. B'loy toiva, the chsiv, loy toiva, yoyis adam levad. It's not good for a person to be alone. He needs someone to help him. Marava amri, b'loy toira, b'loy chayma. Without Torah and Chaim, without Torah, the Chassid says in the pasuk, "Hemein es Rasi biv zeshua nitchem many." If you don't have your helper, the Shashia, the Torah will be pushed away. And Rashi explains what's pshat. Rashi says, "Ishtoi es Rasi means Ishtoi." The Chassid is a connector. Miyat the Shia nitchem many should tzarich lasik b'tzarich ebayis to mudin shkachach. He has to be working the tzarich ebayisoi, and it's to mudin shkachach. He has to do the laundry and cook. It's very hard for him to learn. Therefore, he needs the ezer of his wife. That a keva surrounds the gover to protect him from chait. It's called the chayma. This is the makar for walking around the chosin seven times. Comes from this pasuk in this gemara, chayma. Rava ba'ula omar, v'loy shalom. He doesn't have shalom. The chsiv says in the pasuk, v'yadata ki shalom alecha, upakatan avecha v'loy sechta. When you have an oil, that's when you have shalom. And now the gemara is going to say a few other drashas from this pasuk. Amar Rav Shimon Levi. Everyone knows that his wife is a Yerushimayim. Rashi says, Lashon Shalom means Shlema b'Yerushimayim. So you have to take care of her. You have to take care of her. But in a paikta, and you don't take care of her with Tashmish, then the halacha is, B'shas Einosa, Nikra Chayte, it's called a Chayte, it's called a Veira. Shenema v'idata k'shalom alecha, v'pakata navecha v'loy sechta. V'om Rav Shuvah Levi, another drash from this pasuk, Chayiv al nifka yishtu b'shas yoyotz adarach. A person is mechuyiv, to have tashvish with his wife, b'shosh yoytzel derech, shenemar, v'yedata k'shom alecha, and the Rishash explains, how do you know k'shom alecha is a lashon of going on a trip, he says, shuvul alecha, he brings a raya, he has two pshatim, ayin shom, the Rishash, how we know this pasuk is referring to yoytzel derech, so, therefore, you see, v'mir, pekat nevecha, we go to yoytzel derech, very thing, tomorrow, we know when someone goes out l'derech, his wife is has a chukka for him. And we know that from a different pasuk. Ha-machon afka, vel isheich tishukka seich, melamed, shishim ishtekekes al-baila, v'shosh yoytzel derech. And anytime ishim ishtekekes, it's mechuyiv and oino. Om Rav Yosef, this pasuk v'dadik k'shom alecha is telling you something else. Lo yinitzuk el-somach levesta, that even somach levesta, even by a yoyma vest, Yoytzel Derech is mechuyev in mitzvahs oina in the time of and he learned from v'loy sechta. Don't worry, no chet will happen. She won't become an either then. That says in the pasuk. V'kama, what's the time of vest? Or Rava oina is the whole day or the whole night. Whatever she usually sees, that whole 12 hours or either night or day is the time that's awesome. And like a part of the Tzavim Gemara, that's mutter l'shamish shas vesta v'shal yoytzel derech. Taisus brings down that it's not true. It's not poshut. You have different girsas, and he all just means bedvarim, or it means that you have to make sure not to leave at that time, but and wait till she becomes tar. Like upon him, it's mechlekes taisus and the kibshut of Gemara. If ataka means it's mutter or not, or maybe only means dvarim. Amar Rava, the v'hani mili l'dvar v'shus. This whole din. That you mechuyev mitzvah zoyin when you go to derech on dvar hashus. Al dvar mitzvah, when you go to mitzvah, then Rashi has two pshatim. Mitzvah means either that you're tarred by mitzvah so you can't do it, or if you get busy with hashmish, you're going to vatel a mitzvah. And how do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? So in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Bei Dalid Sif Yud Lagabe Yoytzel Derech, it says mechuyev to be Piker's wife Yoytzel Derech, and the shaila is what it's about Yom HaVest. So in the Mechav Taka Paskins that you are Mechuyiv, but the Ramah brings down that there's an inyan to the Machmel. I'll try to read you the Lashon if I can find it quickly. Yeah. So it says, "Arayt lasa darach tarch lifkayt ishta afilo samach levesta hagazak derma vafilo betash meshari v'mukom alkaim hamachmer shalafakta rakva divay ritzu tavay alav bracha." Therefore, someone has to ask a shayla. But it says tavla bracha of someone is machmer. Like upon him, it's only by dvar shos that is chiyev. Dvar mitzvah is not machiyev. And yesh lachar, if you go to keresteer or something, you have to ask a shayla if that's enough of mitzvah to gavet is chiyev.